is Narayan Kavacha in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Sixth canto.
So, is there any significance of that? Like, there is Karanyasa, but it's not allowed for Dharma. So, I don't know. There is detailed description of.
Well, the question is asked about sixth canto of Bhagavatam. There's a chapter called Narayan Kavacha, because Indra was fighting Vritrasura. Indra was fighting a demon. He wasn't getting success, so he wanted to have some kind of weapon or armor that he could defeat the demon. So he went to Brahma, or someone, Brahma? Swasta?
Brother of Vritrasura.
Anyway, he went to someone and he got a mantra called Narayan Astra, Narayan Kavacha. Kavacha means protection. It keeps you, makes you invincible. Like where it's called armor. In the Middle Ages, guys put on steel suits, iron suits, so swords wouldn't cut them and arrows wouldn't pierce them, they could fight. I don't know, they must have been pretty strong guys going out with iron suits and helmets or anything. It's called armor. So Kavacha means a protection, type of protection. But it's by mantra Kavacha. Especially it says there that this mantra is used when you have opposition from government. When you're dealing with government, you want to be successful in dealing with governments. So you should chant this Narayan Kavacha. So one time, I have personal experience of this mantra. I was applying for a visa, renewal of my one-year visa. And the guy said, "You've been here for 9 years. You've been here for 9 years. Came out of one-year entry visa, student visa. But how long is your course of study? You've been 9 years getting a visa. And what is this? I want you to bring me, if you want me to continue your visa, I want you to bring me from your school, your syllabus, your course of study, what are the subjects, and when you get matriculation, when you get your degree, and all this." Oh yeah, sure. So that, because the rule is, after you live 10 years in India, you can apply for citizenship. So I finished 9, then I had a roadblock. I had a brick wall, you could say, boom. What to do? So I was looking at the Bhagavatam, and I saw this section that if you have a problem with the government, you should chant this, do this Narayan Kavacha. So I did it. I got a visa. It was unbelievable. I chant the mantra, and you do all this nyas, you touch your nose, almost triumphant, this, that, all this stuff. I did it for 2 weeks. I applied, I came back to Vrindavan, I did it. Then I went to Delhi. And I talked to somebody, after I chanted for 2 weeks, I talked to somebody, and this person took me to meet the boss of the FRO officer. And the guy, my friend, introduced me to the boss, and the boss said, "I'll write you a letter. You take it back to the FRO officer." And so I went back, he said, after 2 weeks, he said, "Oh, you're back. Apply for your visa. Continue." I said, "Yeah. I have a letter for you." I gave it to him. He saw his letter to his boss. He didn't say anything. His boss said, "Give Swamiji a visa." So he was like, I said, "Thank you very much." I walked away. Narayana, 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 Kishan. Then after that, I applied for citizenship. I got citizenship, 1998. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So by the mercy of Narayan, Krishna, and Radharani, I got to stay here. So you'll have your own individual stories to tell when you become Indian citizen. Are you an Indian citizen?